91X News.
It's 3 degrees and sunny at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Trish Allison. Belleville police were busy overnight. They took 2 reports of thefts from vehicles. The unlocked vehicles were in the area of Pepper and Trip Avenue. The thieves stole identification and change. Belleville police are reminding citizens to stow all personal belongings and secure your vehicles by locking the doors. Central Hastings OPP has been notified of a scam caller. A resident received a phone call saying that they had won a free trip. The caller asked for credit card information. Leery of why the caller would ask for that information, the resident hung up before giving out the information. Central Hastings OPP is warning the community to be very cautious with these situations. They say to never give out information over the phone or email. Smile, you're on camera. Downtown Belleville will be equipped with cameras to help keep the downtown core safe. Police Chief Corey McMullen explains how they came up with the idea.
When I came to Belleville, I did an organizational review, which involved interviewing a lot of people in the community, as well as members of the police service, different organizations, the Downtown Business Association, and downtown safety became a concern, and the cameras were identified as an initiative to address that issue.
There are 17 cameras, and some are stationary and have pan and zoom. Today, the Link Lounge at Loyalist College will be open to students. The official opening of the 6,500-square-foot lounge was originally scheduled for March, but was pushed back. The lounge was entirely paid for by students. The Ontario Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals says it is still investigating the deaths of 2 animals that were abandoned in Marmora, north of Trenton. The USPCA was contacted April 3rd after neighbors were concerned tenants at an apartment on Hastings Avenue had moved out and left some animals behind. Police and Animal Protection Agency officials found a large dog that was dead inside a cage and removed it the next day. They also seized a guinea pig, lizards, snakes, and hamsters, but the guinea pig later died. Inspector Tex Redder says he still has more interviews to do and won't comment on the possibility of charges. He says the animals hadn't had anything to eat or drink since the former tenants moved out almost a week earlier. The opposition leaders are calling on the Harper Conservatives to release documents related to the possible torture of prisoners in Afghanistan. Liberal leader Michael Ignatieff says there's no reason to wait.
And we feel that the leaders of the political parties could sit down, make some slight amendment of the initial memorandum and get these documents out. We've been working in good faith to get the truth about the Afghan detainee issue out for years.
Judges overseeing the documents say it wouldn't be appropriate to release their findings now because Parliament has been dissolved. Tired of waiting, Bloc Québécois leader Gilles Duceppe says his party wants the documents released today, or it will pull out of the ad hoc committee of MPs to whom the judges were supposed to report. Ousted former Conservative Cabinet Minister Helena Gurgis is back in the news and at the forefront of the election campaign. Reports say her removal from Cabinet stemmed from unsubstantial allegations relating to fraud, extortion, and involvement in prostitution. Liberal leader Michael Ignatieff says the Gurgis affair, combined with other controversies, show a bad pattern of judgment by Stephen Harper.
The thing that's astounding to me is the Prime Minister's judgment. You cashier a member of your own caucus, but you keep in your inner circle, in the Prime Minister's own office, a man 5 times convicted of fraud, Mr. Carson.
The CBC says it has obtained a letter sent by Harper's principal secretary, Ray Novak, to the RCMP in April of last year, suggesting there was no concrete evidence behind the allegations against her. Gurgis, who claimed she was never told what the allegations were, was cleared by the RCMP of any wrongdoing. A 74-year-old grandmother granted asylum in Canada 6 years ago is now being deported for allegedly being part of a terrorist organization. Suganiaki Joseph was welcomed to Toronto after her husband was assassinated in Sri Lanka in 2005. Now the Immigration and Refugee Board is showing her the door. It says accompanying her late husband to political events amounted to membership in a terrorist organization. Joseph says she fears that once back in Sri Lanka, she will be targeted by the same militants who killed her husband. Ontario's municipalities want to raise the province's rent. They want an increase in the heads and beds levy. The fee province pays to municipalities instead of property taxes for provincial institutions such as universities and hospitals. Kingston Mayor Mark Gretzten notes the rate has stayed the same since 1987. He's trying to rally municipal leaders to back a proposal to increase the levy from $75 per head or bed to $135. Today marks the final day in the landmark constitutional trial examining Canada's anti-polygamy laws. Opponents and supporters of the ban on multiple marriages will wrap up their final statements in BC's Supreme Court. The judge has heard months of testimony from various groups, including federal and provincial government lawyers, who argue polygamy leads to child labor and sexual abuse. The plural wives from Bountiful BC have testified they led happy, fulfilling lives. A suicide attacker has killed the provincial police in Kandahar. Colin Pergel has that story.
The attacker was dressed in a police uniform and managed to get inside headquarters in Kandahar City. A spokesman for the provincial governor confirms that Khan Mohammed Mujahid was killed. Witnesses describe hearing a single explosion that also wounded two other police officers. Khan had previously survived several attempts on his life. Colin Perkle, The Canadian Press, Kandahar, Afghanistan.
NATO officials still can't get member nations to pledge the additional ground attack aircraft they're seeking for the fight against Muammar Gaddafi's forces in Libya. But the alliance's secretary general says he's expecting to get those additional planes soon. Britain and France have been urging more strikes by other NATO nations, particularly the United States. That's 91X to 1207. Matt Kerr has sports next.
The time to start thinking about a career in radio is now. For 40 years, Loyalist has been training radio students. Many are now among the finest broadcasters in this country and beyond. At Loyalist, your radio diploma gives you foundations in announcing, production, sales, promotions, and creative writing in a comprehensive two-year program. To find out more about how radio could be just the career you're looking for, go to 91X.fm and click on the Radio Career link. Radio broadcasting at Loyalist. My college, my future.
Good afternoon, I'm Matt Kerr with 91X Sports. The Picton Pirates season is over. The Pirates lost against the Alliston Hornets 8-1 to sweep the Schmaltz Cup semifinals. Alliston had 53 shots while Picton registered 43. Carey Price looked in fine shape last night and ready for a long playoff run in Boston. The Montreal goaltender stopped 31 shots as the Canadiens shut out the Bruins 2-0 in Game 1. Elsewhere, Joe Pavelski scored an OT as San Jose beat LA and Buffalo edged Philadelphia 1-0. Tonight in the NHL, the Vancouver Canucks are looking to take a two-game lead in their opening series with Chicago. Those teams are back in action tonight at Rogers Arena. Elsewhere, Pittsburgh hosts Tampa, Washington welcomes the Rangers, and Anaheim is expected to start Ray Emery in goal against Nashville. The Boston Red Sox have reportedly agreed to a 7-year contract extension with first baseman Adrian Gonzalez. The deal is worth $154 million. Gonzalez is a 3-time All-Star who was acquired by Boston from San Diego in the offseason. Boston opens a series at home tonight against Toronto. Elsewhere in the MLB, the Toronto Blue Jays are seeking nearly $500,000 in compensation from the federal government after being forced to shift a series last June because of the G20 summit. Downtown Toronto was a high security zone when leaders of the G20 countries met for talks, forcing the Blue Jays to move a 3-game set against the Phillies to Philadelphia. The NBA playoffs will start this weekend. In the East, the top seed Chicago Bulls play the 8th place Indiana Pacers, Miami plays Philadelphia, Boston plays the Knicks, and Orlando plays Atlanta. In the West, San Antonio plays Memphis, the Lakers play the Hornets, Dallas plays Portland, and Oklahoma City plays Denver. A huge upset at the Monte Carlo Masters. Roger Federer lost in straight sets to Austria's Jürgen Meltzer. The Swiss star wasted 7 break points against Meltzer in the quarterfinal match. Meltzer moves on to play Spain's David Ferrer in the next round. Owen Hargreaves' career could be at an end after 4 injury-plagued years. The Manchester United midfielder from Calgary is likely to miss the remainder of the season with a shoulder injury. Hargreaves is in the final contract with the United. Gold medalists at the 2012 Olympics will hear their national anthems played by London Philharmonic Orchestra. London organizers say the Philharmonic will record the anthems of all 205 teams expected to compete at the Games. The anthems will be played at the medal ceremonies. Orchestra officials say it will take about 50 hours of work at Abbey Road Studios to complete the project. The CFL's Board of Governors has approved 4 rule changes for next season. They include expanding the use of instant replay on game-changing plays and the elimination of blocking below the waist after a completion. The receiving team will get a break when a punt goes out of bounds in flight inside the 20, and players pushed out of bounds by an opponent can return to the field and make a play. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Trisha Allison with 91x weather.
Today, sunny and a cool high of 8. Tonight, clear with increasing cloudiness after midnight, a low of +3. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain in the morning and a high of 7. And on Sunday, periods of rain and some wind, and again, a high of 7. At 12:10, it's 3 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91x.fm. I'm Trish Allison with Matt Kerr. News is next at 1.